With your latest Manchester United headlines, I'm Chris Rivers. Beginning with the news that Bruno Fernandes has defended his United teammate Paul Pogba and insists his critics have forgotten his quality. Fernandes believes the World Cup winner has been singled out for criticism due to the high expectations placed upon him and has said that he believes Pogba will make a big impact when he returns to action after the coronavirus pandemic has come to an end. While Pogba has not featured since Boxing Day and has played just 8 times in the United ranks this season, but Fernandes feels the former Juventus star has suffered unfairly during his time away from the pitch and says he can't wait to work with him in midfield, believing he has exceptional quality, which he will demonstrate when back up and running. Meanwhile, and Donny van de Beek's agent has again insisted he does not know what the future holds for his client. The 22-year-old Netherlands international has been the standout player for Ajax once again this season, just a year on from his breakout campaign in which he helped Ajax reach the semi-finals of the Champions League. While Real Madrid have been heavily linked with a move for van de Beek, and there had previously been rumours that they'd already agreed a deal to sign him at the end of the season, but his agent has again admitted that it is unclear what the future holds for van de Beek, with United still thought to be in the running. Finally today, Marcus Rojo has urged Manchester United to extend his current loan spell at boyhood club Estudiantes. The Argentina international returned to his homeland in the January transfer window after agreeing on a loan move until the end of the season. However, Rojo has only made one appearance for Estudiantes following an injury layoff and has now seen the football season suspended amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Or rather than return to United, having only played once, Rojo has called on them to allow him to stay for another 6 months. That's all for now. We'll have more news later.